Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads of Pretoria, if you are taking to wherever your destination is, the toll gates are very slow, including the N1 at the Pumulani Toll Plaza, as well as on the N1 North at the Carousel Toll Plaza.
Well, Roz is speaking about the traffic there. It's still busy at the beginning of the long weekend. So the following warning comes from the Department of Transport and Community Safety in Limpopo. Your spokesperson, Tidimalo Chwene.
For your safety, officers will take a zero tolerance stance against reckless behaviors such as speeding, drunk driving and overloading.
And just a reminder of that cold snap hitting the interior and northern parts of the country. The three coldest places tomorrow, Ermelo going up to 4 degrees, Bethlehem in the Free State 5, and then Standerton in Mpumalanga only moving up to 6. And then in the Middle East, 9 people have been killed and dozens injured. This after the Israeli military said it carried out a targeted strike on the Lebanese capital, Beirut. So according to Israel, it includes the commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan unit, Ibrahim Akil, and other senior figures of the Lebanese armed group. Now, Iran's embassy in Lebanon responded by calling the attack, and I quote, Israeli madness.
It's business news time. It's brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with a money market select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
The price of gold rose to a fresh record high of more than $2,609 today. This as the prospect of fresh U.S. interest rate cuts boosted demand. But also today, the International Monetary Fund warned that central banks worldwide face a difficult balancing act as they start lowering interest rates in the face of falling inflation. So the IMF warns that banks on this road should tread carefully. Let me read a statement by Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva. They must ensure that inflation sustainably returns to target and remains there while avoiding the risk of excessively tight policies. A dollar trading at R17.48, a euro R19.53 and a pound R23.29. Gold trading at $2,623.43 per fine ounce and oil at $74.46 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fushia, more news at 7.
Rugby news. Up first, Evan Etzebeth has downplayed that he's set to equal the record for the most capped Springbok in a potential title-deciding rugby championship match against Argentina tomorrow. The 32-year-old Etzebeth, who made his debut for the Boks in 2012, has been named on the bench among 8 replacements and is going to equal the 127-cap record of fellow lock Victor Matfield if he plays off the bench. Lions coach Mzwakhe Nkosi has made only one change to his lineup for tomorrow's Curry Cup final against the Sharks in Johannesburg. Sanela Nahamba starts at fly half in place of Kate Voholt, who moves down to the bench. The Lions beat the Cheetahs 43-34 in a semi-final last weekend, but the Sharks, however, were the only side that managed to inflict a defeat on the Lions 35-22. That was at the end of July, also in Johannesburg. Orlando Pirates will look to get the job done against Zwaneng Galaxy in the second leg of their prelim round of the CAF Champions League. The sun happening at the Orlando Stadium also tomorrow. To book a ticket for the group stages, Orlando Pirates just need a draw after they claimed a healthy 2-0 victory in Botswana at the National Stadium in the first leg. That was a couple of weeks ago. And in tennis news, world number one.